I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Wednesday, April 1st. The jury in the trial of two former FirstEnergy executives says it cannot reach a verdict on bribery and corruption charges against former CEO Chuck Jones and former Vice President Michael Dowling. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports that the announcement comes the day after a Summit County judge ordered jurors back into deliberations, even though they said they were at an impasse.
Judge Susan Baker Ross read the jury's message.
This note is to inform that after extended deliberations, we, the 12 jurors, cannot come to a consensus on any of the charges brought against Charles E. Jones and Michael J. Dowling. We are at an impasse.
Ross has not declared a mistrial. Jones and Dowling are accused of paying a $4.3 million bribe to the late Sam Randazzo as he became Public Utilities Commission chair in 2019 while the billion-dollar nuclear power plant bailout known as House Bill 6 was coming forward. Their lawyers have said Randazzo was not a public official when they paid him money that was intended for clients he was representing and that he stole it. Jones and Dowling also face a federal trial on similar charges. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A nonprofit is teaming up with two local governments to address homelessness with a community-wide strategic plan. The initiative is called All in Clark County, Addressing Homelessness Together. It'll work with community members and local organizations, as well as use data to get at the root causes of growing homelessness across the region. WISO's Shea Frank has more.
All in Clark County, Addressing Homelessness Together is currently in phase one of three, forming a steering committee and having preparatory conversations with Springfield and Clark County staff. A $200,000 grant from the Ohio Department of Development is paying for the plan. Work will take place over 12 to 15 months, digging into the cause of homelessness through focus groups, interviews, and co-visioning and design sessions. Chad Wilson is executive director of United Way of Clark, Champaign, and Madison counties. He says they contracted the consulting group Element to formulate the strategic plan.
Not just build a plan that goes on a shelf, but to build a plan that has action items that will birth a coalition going forward and that continuum of care across that spectrum of homelessness will be addressed.
Tom Albanese is a consultant and the principal owner of Element. He says their plan will align with Springfield's new community building process, Springfield 2051. It will involve those immediately impacted by homelessness and draw solutions from lived experiences. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
And staying in Clark County, more than 60 area employers will gather for the 16th annual Clark County Job Fair. It'll be Tuesday, April 14th from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center on South Limestone Street in Springfield. Organizers say job opportunities will be available in a variety of fields, including customer service, healthcare, and manufacturing. Logistics, food service, education, and public service industry employers will also be on hand. Prospective employees should also bring a resume. The first full academic year under Ohio's Senate Bill 1 is coming to a close, but some are questioning whether schools are actually following the law. For the Ohio Newsroom, WVXU's Zach Carrion reports.
State records show Ohio's public universities are self-reporting full compliance with Senate Bill 1. On top of banning DEI, the new law limits what colleges can say about controversial issues and requires schools to embrace intellectual diversity. Still, lawmakers are turning up the heat. House Bill 698, introduced earlier this year, would impose harsher penalties for not following the law. UC faculty union leader Steve Mockaby called the bill unnecessary. He says schools are complying, but it's a common misconception that educators are required to self-censor in the classroom.
Are there faculty that still teach and research subjects related to DEI? Yes, and that's perfectly lawful under Ohio law. You know, not to mention the First Amendment to the Constitution.
The union representing Ohio faculty says it opposes House Bill 698, which is currently in committee. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zach Carrion.
Dayton Children's Hospital has named Dr. Robert Steele as its new CEO. The pediatric hospital serves the Dayton metro area. It's been searching for a new leader to replace retiring CEO Debbie Feldman. Steele will begin his new job on July 1st. He is coming from Kansas City, where he is now Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer at Children's Mercy, Kansas City. Steele started his career as a pediatrician before moving into various executive roles. Todd Plyman, chair of Dayton Children's Board of Trustees, said Steele is the, quote, right mix of family-first medicine, business acumen, and strategic leadership that we were seeking, end quote. Look for increasing rain chances as the day goes on today, with thunderstorms also possible, and some storms could be on the strong side later this afternoon and this evening. Temperatures will stay in the 60s for much of the day today. Rain chances will be with us for the rest of this week and into at least part of the upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Mike Fraser.